Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Welcome back to the program here on Lake 98.1. We got Steve on the phone this morning. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How are you?
You know what? I'm warm, unlike it's cold in Antarctica.
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic that you would say that because that's the subject of what I want to talk to you
about. It's like I read your mind.
Well, you know, you're good at that. You know, I've got a photographic mind. It just never developed. But do you know that in October of 1960, Sheboygan County made a bit of history in Antarctica. We have a presence, not one presence. We have a multiple presence in Antarctica for Sheboygan.
Okay, I did not know that. Tell me
now,
more.
Now, Antarctica was first discovered in 1820 by the Russians and other seafaring explorers that were doing some research and travel down in that area. And, you know, it's our southernmost continent, surrounded by the Southern Ocean that's nearly twice the size of Australia. You cannot own anything in Antarctica. It's not ruled by any government. And 98% of Antarctica, covered by a layer of ice that averages more than 1 mile thick. It's the coldest, driest, and windiest continent on Earth, so it's actually categorized as a desert. It only receives about 8 inches of precipitation a year and averages a temperature of 129 degrees below zero. Now, there's about 5,000 people that are on Antarctica, representing 25 countries annually, doing scientific research. But did you know that the Kohler Range, it's a span of mountains averaging 15,000 feet high, it was named for Walter J. Kohler Sr., as is the Kohler Glacier up, you know, in Antarctica. Mm. And Helmholtz Nunatak is a 6,900-foot peak that was named for meteorologist Norbert F. Helfert of Sheboygan. Now, the Kohler Range was named for Rear Admiral Richard E. Byrd for Kohler. It was named by Byrd for Kohler because the Kohler Company made some of the heaters and the various things that Byrd took with him for his first and second expeditions to Antarctica. It was the Kohler electric plants or generators that kept those expeditions warm and from freezing to death. The Kohler Glacier, it's the second geographical feature, bisects the Kohler Range, flows northward into the Dawson Ice Shelf, named after Kohler. And the third entity, Helfert Nunatak, that's a peak named for Norbert Helfert, a 1954 grad of Sheboygan North High School and a student of meteorology at Penn State. So we've got a presence in Antarctica.
Wow. I had no idea, my friend, and I love all the information and the passion that you share with our listeners each and every week here on Lake 98.1. For those that want to support what you are doing and the mission of the center, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Oh, we would love it if you'd go to our website, which is www.schrc.org. We'd love to hear from you.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.